Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's still just you and me. I've got another segment I want to, I got a couple of things I want to talk about. Actually, I'm going to talk about several different things this segment, and most of them are associated with, the implications of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, all that stuff, the shutdown, the CARES Act, all that kind of stuff that we've been dealing with, and just some updates that I'd like to remind you about. First, I want to point out that it's hard to know what the government's going to do in terms of continue to help small business owners. I suspect it's going to be maybe more vertical, meaning more targeted to different industries. I think we can probably look for some of that. As far as I know, I talk to your banker. If there's any PPP money left, Paycheck Protection Program money left, there was some left, about $80 billion, I think, left, but there wasn't used, went unused. I think you may still be able to get some of it. There was a date, August 8th was the end of it, but they may have extended that. I'm not sure, but talk to your banker about that. Speaking of your banker, if you already took the Paycheck Protection Program money, then there's a forgiveness event out there that you've got to deal with, that you've got to take care of. If you took the money, you still have it. There is forgiveness opportunity, as we've talked about on the show before, as you probably know and have read about. But up to now, up till literally like the last day or so, there really wasn't a way for you to, you could, well, if you remember, there was an 11-page form back in the 1st of June that they've replaced now with shorter forms. My banker tells me they're going to make it even easier for people who borrowed, say, less than $150,000. So he recommended, and I've been talking to different bankers about this, they recommend that people just wait. There's no real hurry for this. However, only just maybe this week, I think, has the SBA given banks a portal, a way to submit a forgiveness document. So up to now, when I talked to bankers before, they said, if my customers give me their forgiveness document, I can't submit it. I'll just have to sit on it. So there was no reason to rush it there. But now I think the portal may be open or about to be opened. But even so, as far as I can tell, you had 24 weeks. You got to basically just about the end of the year to take care of this. And I assure you, your banker will contact you, but I wouldn't count on them. This is too easy to learn about, folks. This is not hard to discover. You know, I'm going to keep you posted on it as much as I can, like I'm doing right now, but you can also look around for yourself, because you do not want to miss the deadline that allows you to convert whatever you got for your Paycheck Protection Program money, whatever you got there, to convert that into a grant that does not have to be paid back. So I encourage you to keep up with that. I suspect in the next week, two, three, you'll hear a lot more about this. They'll have the new form as that portal opens up. Also, by the way, I understand they're expecting a pretty big run on those forms coming in. So again, even if you rush yours down to the bank, there's no guarantee that that you'd hear from anybody for a while, because they've got several weeks after you turn your document in. The SBA has time. Well, the bank has to turn it in within a short period of time, but then the SBA can take several weeks to determine if your grant can be it will be forgiven if your documents track with everything. And so I wouldn't get too excited about it right now. Just pay attention to keep up with the dates. Find the forms. Listen to your banker. Your banker will bank will be the key to your timing and to the documents. You'll be able to get the documents from them because they're the ones that are going to have to be turning it in. And so if you turn it in and you meet certain parameters, then your loan will probably be forgiven. But I want to remind you, if you wind up getting both the early idle money or emergency income disaster loan, that $1,000 per employee, if you wind up getting that grant on top of the paycheck protection money, only the PPP money can be forgiven. Only that amount can be forgiven. So if you took out, if you took $30,000, let's say, of PPP money and $3,000 of idle money, then you're going to have to pay back the $3,000. If the 30 is forgiven, you'll have to pay back the $3,000. So just remember that. Now, I know I've told you that before, but it bears repeating. So just think about this, folks. Think about, just pay attention to this. And but this is an evolving thing. It's a moving train. Keep up with what's going on. And I will do our best to do that as well here. So you can just keep tuning in here, and we'll keep you posted. It's 29 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.